Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Dalet, and we are on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Towards the bottom of the daf, we're trying to figure out who the author of our Mishnah is. The Mishnah tells us here in Hagoz Al Eitzim on daf Kuf Gimel that if somebody steals something, then they have to go try to bring back the stolen item to the Nigzal, Afilu Lamadai. Even a very far area, you have to go bring it back. You can't just deposit it somewhere. You stole it, you have to go schlep and be able to do the returning. But the Gemara then says, who is this like? Is this like Rabbi Tarfon? Is this like Rabbi Akiva? Why? Because we have not the exact same case, but the Gemara is comparing the cases. Our case is where you know exactly who the Nigzal is. You know who you stole it from, but he's not there. So do you have to make sure that you get it there and schlep there? The Gemara compares this to the case of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, where you don't know who you stole from. They're all standing right here. You just don't know who you stole from, so how far do you have to go? So the Gemara is going to give three answers. The first two answers of the Gemara are assuming that we're comparing these cases, and we're trying to figure out who is the author. Because in the Braisa, or it's the Mishnah that we quoted, Rabbi Tarfon says that you can just leave the gzela there. You do not have to give a hashava l'kol echad ve'echad. And we discussed, what does that mean? Does it mean in Bezdin? Does that mean in your house? Rabbi Akiva says, no. Lo zu haderech motziato midei avera. That's not the way to do it. But you have to return the gzela l'kol echad ve'echad to each and every one. You have to bring it all the way back. So the Gemara asks, so who is our Mishnah according to? According to Rabbi Tarfon, you don't have to give it back. You could just leave it there. And according to Rabbi Akiva, even if you hadn't sworn falsely, our Mishnah says, even if you swore falsely, only if you swore falsely, you have to schlep there. But Rabbi Akiva says, even if you didn't, so the Gemara is trying to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is. So the Gemara quoted, maybe it's like Rabbi Akiva. Why do we first try to Rabbi Akiva? That's the Rashi quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because all of the Stam Mishnas or Stam Brises or Stam Toseftas are all Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So we'd rather try to say it's Rabbi Akiva. We tried. But the Gemara rejected that. So after a couple of lines of rejection, we rejected that based on a Tosefta, which also quotes this, and is the chalik between Mekach and Gezela, and we said that swearing falsely should be on the side of Gezela, because that's also an Avera, and also a Chassid, the Chassid Echa, the Gemara said towards the bottom, would never swear falsely, because he's either Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi is Stam Rabbi Yehuda. When it says Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, it is Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, who is buried right outside of Tzfat. So says the Gemara. So, and they wouldn't have sworn falsely. So that was all answer number one. Who is the Mishnah according to? We tried to say it was like Rabbi Akiva. Good. Just one point before we start again on the fifth to last line with Ela La'olam. The Achronim point out, the Gilyon HaShasier and the Chassam Sofer, that there is a little difficulty in this Gemara putting this together with Rashi, because Rashi elsewhere, what is the definition of a chassid? Right, Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel says, remember the Gemara about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Mishnah says there, and the Gemara expands on it, that who used to dance in the Beis HaMikdash? The chassidim and the Anshei Maisa. They used to be the ones that were dancing. The Gemara there discusses, with Rashi's commentary, what does the mean chassidim? Va'anshei Maisa. So there, and the Gemara says there that the Chassidim used to say, Ashrei Yaldutenu Shalobisha Eziknu Seinu. And Rashi says there, that means, Shekal Chassid Hu Chassid Mitchilaso. The word Chassid in the Gemara means somebody who's been a Chassid all his life. So that's the little problem, because our Gemara seems to say that only these two, whenever it says Chassid Echad, it means one of these two Tanan. But all other Chassidim, maybe, it doesn't apply to. So the Chassam Sofer here discusses maybe there are two types of Chassidim in Chazal. Yesh Chassidim mitchilasan. There are some that are Chassidim originally, and some that become Chassidim. Ba'alei Tshuva. And the Chassam Sofer said, it's alluded to in the pasuk we say every day, in the Halalukas. First we say, Tihilaso bekal Chassidim Yismach Yisrael Bo'osav. Number one, in the Kal Chassidim, those are Chassidim mitchilaso. But then we say, Ya'alzu Chassidim b'chavod, Yiranenu al mishkavosam. What's mishkavosam? The Chassam Sofer says that maybe that means mishkav shel choli u'machov, where originally we were in a different state and now we became better. So that's the Chassam Sofer says. Maybe Chassidim could be two different things in the Gemara, and that's how he answers Rashi over there, Daf Nun Gimel, and our Gemara here. Okay, either way, we're back to the Gemara, five lines up. Ella. So the Gemara says, who was our Mishnah like? So Rabbi Akiva didn't work. So Ella, la'olam Rabbi Tarfenhi. Really our Mishnah, which says that if I stole, and then I swore falsely about it, I have to find the guy wherever he is in the world. Even in Madai, that's going like Rabbi Tarfen's opinion. Rabbi Tarfen, who said that if I don't know who I stole from, I could just leave it there and let him fight it out, or put it in Beis Din. So how does that work? Umod the Rabbi Tarfon, Deheicha de Ishtaba. Rabbi Tarfon agrees that when do I say I could just leave it there and not push the issue? That's only when I didn't swear. But if I swore falsely, that adds to my Avera, and therefore I have to schlep and find him, even in Madai. My Taima, de Amarkra, because the Pasuk says, as we also had last time, La Asher Hulo, to the one who it is, Yitnenu, Biyom Ashmaso. Ashmaso is referring to the false oath. So on the day that you have an ashama, guilt, you have to get it to the person. For Rabbi Akiva, and what would Rabbi Akiva hold? Avagav delo mishtavakanis. Rabbi Akiva is not the author of our Mishnah, because he would say, you have to try to return it, even if you didn't take a shvua. Good. Says the Gemara, this answer also does not hold. Why? For Rabbi Tarfon. Bichdi. Heicha de mishtava. Rabbi Tarfon, where the person stole and then swore falsely about it, lo sagya de lo hoda. So it must be, when is he going to be chayiv here? When he admits, right? Because what are we talking about? We're talking about Karen Chomash and Asham. We're not talking about Kefel, where Adim came and saw that he stole, and they're going to be chayiv him Kefel. The case of the Mishnah, which we just said was Shitas Rebbe Tarfon, is a case where he's chayiv a karbon, and he has to pay a Chomash. So if that's true, so that we're talking about a case where he was Hoda, Lo Sagia Lo Hoda. So if that's true, my Arya Vinishva, so why Vinishva specifically? Why does the Mishnah have to say that Rebbe, it's, the Gemara explained that the Mishnah is Rebbe Tarfon Shita, and it's different because he took a Shvua, my Arya Vinishva, filu belonish banami, even if he hadn't sworn, the Tanya, Mode Rebbe Tarfon, because the Brisa already says, Rebbe Tarfon would agree, but Omer, in the case, again, where he does not know who he stole from, but Omer L'shaim Gozalti, Echan Mikem Mana, Ve'en Yodea Eza Mikem. I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. No sin lazem mana, ula zem mana. Rabbi Tarfon agrees to that. They'd have to pay both of them. Why? She kfar hodet mipi atzmo. Because he admitted. So we already have a brisa that explains that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon would agree that if he admits, he's got to pay l'kol echad v'echad, even without the shvua. So again, we're back to the question. Who is our Mishnah like? Rabbi Akiva doesn't work out. Rabbi Tarfon doesn't work out. So who is our Mishnah like? So the Gemara finally says, Ella Amarava, third answer. We are calling this the third answer because we're going with our Girsa. Our Girsa is Ella. Ella Amarava. If you look at Rashi on the third line says, Ella Amarava. Rashi has that Girsa. Why are we emphasizing this? Because Tosas has 2 days about this. Tosas and Amatosas, you see Tosas, Amarava. He doesn't have the Ella. Every word in the Gemara, as we know, means something. Ella always means a new answer, not building on the previous answer. So it's a machlokas, what the girsa is, but that's not just a machlokas about girsos. It's a machlokas about whether this answer is building on the previous one or giving a new answer. So Tosis has 2 days about it. At the end, he quotes Rashi's girsa, which he likes. But we'll just go with Rashi's girsa. Ella amarava, new answer. What is the answer? As Rashi continues, Masnison divrei hakolhi. The Mishnah is according to everybody, not Rabbi Tarfon or Rabbi Akiva. It's both. The Mishnah could be like both. El Amarava Shaini Masnison. Our Mishnah is different, meaning don't compare these two cases. They're different. A case where I know who I stole from. Do I have to schlep it to him, even though he's on the other side of the world, versus a case where I don't know who I stole from. I'm not sure. There were five people. So those are different cases. So explains Rava. In the case of our Mishnah, where you know who you stole from, it's more makel to start, but then maybe it'll turn more machmir. Shiny masnisan. Dekiva de yada laman gazle va'odile. Since I know who I stole from. And I admitted to him. And I know exactly who this money is earmarked for. Kiva de efsha la'ahadure mamoni lamare. Since I can return the money to the master, to the owner. Havile. So right when I admit, it's as if I automatically change hats. I am no longer a gazlan, I'm a shomer. Because I've just admitted it to him. So theoretically, I could give it right back to him. He knows I have it, and I know that I have it. I know I have to give it to him. Havile kaman de amarle. It's as if the nigzal told the Gazlan, Yiyu li biyadcha, let it be in your hand until I could get it. So right now, Shomer. Hilkach, therefore, that's the case of the Mishnah. But now, that's why a Shvuah makes a difference. Because the second I'm going to take a Shvuah, all of a sudden he starts thinking, well, maybe this guy is not a Naaman. Maybe this guy's lying. I don't know. So Hilkach Nishba, if he swears, Afagav to Amar Le Yulu Biyatcha, so then even though previously the Nigzal had said, hold on to it, the Nigzal had made him into a Shomer, but now he swore falsely about it. And now he admits, oh, I swore falsely about it. But that Shvuah already broke the Shmira relationship. And therefore, he did something wrong. Kivan de boy kapara lo sagi ad matili yade. That's why the Mishnah says that you have to go to Madai. Because you took a Shvuah, you want kapara for this? So you have to schlep back. It doesn't matter that, oh, you are holding it for him. Right when you took a Shvuah, then it is done. You need kapara. Hallo ishtaba, but if he hadn't taken a Shvuah, right, the diak of the Mishnah, haviga bepikadon adasi vishakalei, then you're holding it until he comes back. And that's why we wouldn't make him go all the way to Madai. And this suggestion could be according to Rabbi Akiva or according to Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rashi's pshat. Good. There is a little problem with the Rambam. The Rambam, and the Shach points this out, in Choshen Mishpat Shin Samach Zayin, the Rambam quotes his Gemara and gives a different reason. According to our Gemara, why, if you take a Shvuah, is it worse, and do you now have to schlep back? Because you need a kapara. That's the language our Gemara says. Kivan deboi kapara lo saga d'mata liyade. The Rambam has a different emphasis, which I already alluded to. I put it in as we explained it. But the Rambam does not say, oh, you need a kapara, so schlep there. The Rambam says, in Gezela Zayin Tes, Hagozas chaveiro, afobisha kafarbo, hoil velo nishba. If you didn't swear about it, imchazar vahode, and then you admitted, eino chayav lerdov acharabaylam, achi yachzer lehem mamon shebiyado. You don't have to. I told Bezin I have the guy's money. He's somewhere else in the world. So I can hold on to it until he comes back. As long as I stole it and I admitted to it without swearing. Eloyia biyada gazlan, ache yavo abayla miyitzlu shalohen. That's the diet from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, kuf gimel and baba kama. When do you have to go to Madai? After you stole it and you swore about it. That's really a certain level of rishus, as we might use the language from Meruba. Nishtarish bachet. Right, you've had more amkus in your chait. So if you stole, you're a bad guy. You have to give it back, but you don't have to schlep there. But avalam nishpa al shavet pruta v'mala. But if you swore about a shavet pruta, at least chayiv lerdof achar abaylam ad sheyachzer lohem afilu heim be'iyei hayam. He doesn't quote Madai. Even if he's on the islands, all the way out there, why? Our Gemara says because he needs a kapara. He took a false oath. Says the Rambam, Mipnei Shekfarnes Ya'ashu. Because once the Nigzal hears the Shvuah, he gives up hope from getting his item back. Me'acher Shenishba, Ve'enan Bon Olatova. I'm not going to come back to try to get it for you. You even swore about it. You are really deep in your denial of having my item. So the guy gives up hope, Yeish. And that's why you have to go, because he's not going to come back to get it. Meaning, the Rambam seems to say it's more of a conceptual change of what just happened. Right when he admits, he becomes a Shomer Pikadon. Right when he swears about it, he loses that status. He's no longer holding on to the other person's item because the other person has had Yeush. The other person's never coming to get it back. So maybe he's not a Shomer anymore. Even if he is a Shomer, there's never going to be a Tfiyah. So he can't expect the guy to come back from Iyei Hayam. That's why he has to go and get it. And the Shach in Choshen Mishpat is bothered why the Rambam gives a different reason. Just say the reason, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this also. In Shin Samach Zayin Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and the Shach is bothered. The Shach does not give an answer to the question, unusually. The Shach always gives answers to the questions. But the Shach here, right, Hagozal Sager, talks about Gozal Sager, but the Shach, let me just find it, in Sif Katan Vav, the Shach, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mibnei Shekfarnes Yashu, Me'achar Shadishma, Vinei Banim Olotovo. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam. The Shach, at the end of Vav, he says, I'm not sure why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote this. He says, V'divrei HaRambam, Miyu Tema, Lama Himsi Tam Chadash Milibo. What's the nafkamina? Afilu yodeya hagazlan bebeirur shalonis yaish. What if you know for sure he didn't give up hope? That's the nafkamina between the two reasons. According to the Rambam's reason, then you would not have to go schlep, because you know he didn't have yayah, so he'll come back. According to the Gemara's reason, you swore falsely, you have to go schlep. That's a nafkamina. So the Shach says, even if you know the Gazlan, so lo lechacharav, according to the Gemara's reason. V'lo sagi kishamo dielo. V'divri harambam v'asmag v'amachaber, sarich iyim. Does not answer the question, the Shach. The Ksos tries to answer the question based on the words of Tosfos on the previous Amud, the Aruch HaShulchan, if you want to look it up. Aruch HaShulchan is not as famously known for his comments on Choshen Mishpat explaining Gemaras and Rambams. But he, right, we have the Aruch HaShulchan on Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. Even a couple of years ago, there was part of Choshen Yoredei that was missing, that they found, that they put out along with his Rushas, to fill in some of the simanim that we didn't have. But the Aruch HaShulchan here quotes in Siman Shin Samach Zayin, he quotes the Shas Kasha, he quotes the Ksosis Kasha, who says, the Tosfos answered that maybe it depends if it's Hodeh Befanav or Hodeh Shelo Befanav. That's what Tosfos was mechalik, and he said maybe the Rambam also is relating to that issue, arguing on Tosfos, and the Rambam has to give a reason to explain why even if Hodeh Befanav, you have to be molechit. Okay, either way, you can look up the details. That's the Ksos and the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan there in Shin Samach Zayin. Okay, let's continue now. We get to the next Gemara, which is explaining the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah said that lo yitain lo libno v'lo lishlucho. Actually, even before we get into that, we'll mention the line. The Mishnah said that the gazlan can't even give it to the son of the nigzal or to the shliach of the nigzal. That's the that was the emphasis of the Mishnah. But even before we get into that, I think we could do this right beforehand. The Rush here explains, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh, this halacha about schlepping to Madai? Do you have to schlep to the other side of the world, even Bizman Hazeh? So the Rush says right here on the Mishnah, let me just find the line. He says, again, the Rush is crucial. We've had a couple of important lines of the Rush. Here, the Rush says, the Ha'idna, Afalgav de'ein Chomesh v'Asham. Even though we don't have Chomesh and Asham today, two out of the three payments, you might call them, that the Gazlan has to do, Le'inyin HaKeren, Noeg Din Zeh. Regarding the Keren, this din still applies. Dechi Nishba, Sarach Leilich Achara Afilu Madai, L'kaya Mitzvah Sashava. If a person swears falsely, the Mishnah's din still applies. You have to schlep to the other side of the world. Avalim lo nishba yodi hagazal lenigzal kach v'kach mamon gazalti mimcha shalach v'kachenu meiti kidem mitaritz rov elamas nisan. Right, that's the Rush. The Rush says applies bizman hazeh for the keren, even though the chomesh and the karban don't apply bizman hazeh. And the Minchas Chinuch, I think we mentioned this yesterday, the day before, the Minchas Chinuch gets very upset at this Rush. For what reason? For what little detail? We might not have caught it. The Rush says, even though the Chomesh and the Asham don't apply today, but the Karen does, and therefore, he has to schlep to Madai for the Karen. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Asham far doesn't apply today. We don't have a base of Mikdash. The Chomesh? Why shouldn't the Chomesh apply Bizman Hazeh? We're going to get to an Amid base. We alluded to it already in the past Shiurim. What type of payment Chomesh is? The Minchas Chinuch is a strong believer that Chomesh should apply Bizman Hazeh. The Karen applies Bizman Hazeh. The Chomesh should apply Bizman Hazeh. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Lefize nirali pashut. De Bizman Hazeh. Benishba shvuas hapikadon. De be'emes chayef Karen v'chomesh v'asham gamkein. Rak de'enu yachol avi ha'asham. De'en mikdash b'avonuseinu harabim. We don't have a base on mikdash. But fine avol vadai. Kemodu mishalim Karen. Mishalim chomesh l'baylim. Ve'en ani yodea shum tzad liftor. May chomesh bizman hazeh. I have no idea why you wouldn't pay the extra 25%. Vidafka gezel hager. Find gezel hager, which we'll have later in this mesechta. She's bar lefaneinu einu noego idna afilu hachzira Karen. Fine, you don't have to even give the Karen back by Gezel Ager, because that's given to the Kohanim, and the Torah calls that an Asham, and that's given to the Anshei Mishpat, we don't know who the Kohanim are, and it's called an Asham. Fine, lo shayach ha'idna. But Chomesh, that's not a Knas. So why wouldn't you play that? You don't need Smuchin to be Mechayevit. and therefore he leaves the Rosh Betzarachi in. Well, if he kotzer sichli umiyut bekiusi, halavai we should also have the miyut of his, the minchas kunas bekius. He says, because I don't know so much, eini yodea makar lazeh lama yiftar. And I don't know. And he quote, the Chinuch also says it though. He says, the harava machaber kos of Khan in kuf chavtes, v'noheges mitzvazu davas karban v'zman abayis, nira dafka avas karban, v'lo hachomesh v'tzarech in gadol, de nira li dechomesh oig v'zman hazeh bepshitus. And then the last line, which is a classic, kivan de harbishonim v'achronim pashut that slum de'ino noig, potla daiti. Amavata maidas. Ach torahi v'ashem yisbarach yair enai. So, he leaves the Bitzarachian. Then it's Siv in the Shiltos, holds like the Raj, explains it, that the Chomesh is somehow, obviously, connected to Knas, an extra payment, which the Minchas Chana doesn't want to accept, obviously, but that is that's the line. The Achronim make a diak from a Rambam also. The Rambam is not in Hilchas Gzela. It's not where you might have thought the Rambam is. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Toin V'Nitan. The Rambam in Toin V'Nitan, in the end of Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam there is talking about Toein V'Nitan, giving and taking between two people, and his line is, Mishatona Chaveiro V'Kafar Bo V'Nishba, I say that you owe me something, and you deny it and swear, Bein Shvuos HaTorah, Bein Shvuos HaHeses, V'Yacharkak Bo Eidim V'Heidu Olav Shal Sheker Nishba, Eidim come that say that you swore falsely, Harizim Mishalim, you have to swear, V'Kfar Bi'arnu B'Shvuos, I've already explained elsewhere, says the Rambam, Shekol ha-nishpa al-mamon chaveiro va'asa tshuva, chayiv lahosiv chomesh. The Rambam says, whenever you swear falsely and do tshuva, you have to be mosiv chomesh. Ask the Achronim, what about a carbon? Why did the Rambam only say mosiv chomesh? You have to be mosiv chomesh and an asham. The Rambam must be talking about bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh. So if that's true, then the Rambam is saying against the Rush. That you're chayv chomesh even bizman hazeh. Again, it's not mafurish, but the question is, why does he mention chomesh and he does not mention carbon? Got to give some example, some explanation to that. Okay, weiter. We are up to the two dots. So, a little introduction to the next Gemara. This introduction has to be given twice in this Masechta, on daf ayin and on daf kufdaud. So we had it a while ago, about 35 days ago, on Daf Ayin, and now we have it again on Daf Kuf Dalet. We know there is a principle of shlichus. There's a principle of making a shliach. I appoint a shliach, and that shliach could act on my behalf. I generally do not have to make super shlichim. I could just make a shliach. I generally don't have to make the shliach in front of witnesses. The Rambam says that beferish. In the beginning of Hilchos Shluchin, the Rambam says, I can make a shliach by myself. If I want people to know about it, then I have to do it in front of Eidim. But, may Iker Adin, there's a concept of Shlichus. The Rambam count has a separate area of Halacha. Hilchos, Shluchin, Vishutvin. Guess what? There's no mitzvahs counted in this area of Halacha. The Rambam has areas of Halacha that don't have any mitzvahs asay. It's an Inyan. I once heard a Rav saying, he doesn't know where this comes from. People give Shirim today on Inyanim. It's a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah? Is it an asay? Is it a los? I say, be'inyin shinikone. It's a halacha. Say halacha. Everything's an inyin. But I was thinking last night, the Rambam says, v'giv hilcha shluchin, inyin elu ha-halachos. So a little of both. He says, this inyin, the idea of these halachas, leida din shlucho shel adam, vishutafo, umish v'tehen, v'mekran, u'memkaran, v'hefseidan, v'scharan. That's the Rambam's koteret, right? There's no mitzvah. And then the first halacha of Hilchos Shluchin v'Shutfin, which is fascinating that the Rambam puts those two together. You might have thought Shutfin should go with Kinyanim, or some other, or Shchenim. The Rambam puts Shutfin with Shlichim, because they both involve two people. They both involve, what is your relationship to me? A Shliach and a Shutaf. Just from that title, you know, we already could be medayik something from the Rambam. That's a Baba Basra discussion. Anyway, so the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Ha'omer l'shlucho tseyu macharli karko, o metaltalin o keneli, go sell something for me, buy something for me, hari ze mocher v'lokeach lo, v'ose shlichosu v'chom asav kayamin. You can make a shliach, as we discussed a couple of days ago, even yesterday, that you are bailam on certain areas of halacha to make a shliach. Then the Rambam adds, v'ein ha'ose shliach sarach kinyin. You don't need a kinyan chalip and maker adin to appoint a shliach. You can just say, you are my shliach. Vilo edim. You don't need witnesses. Ela ba'amira bilvad beinola bein chadero. You just appoint him privately. Ve'ein tzrichen edim ela legalos hadavar im kafar echan mehem kishar kolatainus. What does the Gemara say in Kiddushin? Lo ivri sadi ela l'shakri. Right? You need witnesses to prevent shakranis, to present denials. So meigar din, you don't need edim, and that applies to most areas of shlichus. But once in a while, you have something unique, something special. So, for example, there are certain, we discussed this back in Maseches Kiddushin, Shliach laholacha, Shliach laKabbalah, by Kiddushin and Gerushin. The Rambam holds that some of them might require Eidim, Minui be'Eidim. Maybe a Shliach laKabbalah by an Isha for a get. So why would that be? Because maybe there's a unique type of Shliach. We discussed this back, now getting back to our Sugya, Daf Ayin. Remember the Sugya is Daf Ayin? The Sugya is of Harsha'a, Morsha. If I want to make a Shliach to be Toveya, right? I want you to go get money from somebody. So that I might need, Machlokas in the Gemara, remember Nahadoi, I might need a Super Shliach. Why? Because there, the person could say back, Lav Baldurim Didiach, who are you? I don't want to give you the money. I only want to give the Baldover the money. Are you the Baldover? So it could be to make you the real, bona fide Baldover, not just acting on my behalf, but to be able to stand up to the claim of La Baldorim Didiat, then you might need Super Shliach. Right? That's what we discussed then. A special language of a Shtar Harsha'a. So here we have another example of possibly needing a Super Shliach. What's the case? Where you owe me money. So I'm going to send somebody to go get the money from you. You're going to give the person the money. Are you now putter? Totally? Meaning, what happens if something happens to the money on the way? An ones occurs. Are you out of the picture? Is his acceptance of the money just like me? Or is he doing something for me, but it's not as if I have it, and therefore you won't be putter until I get it? That's the issue here. Do you have to make a super shliach to get money or a pikadon from someone else? Because here it's not just doing an action for me. It's being a stand-in for me. And again, this might have to do with general shlichus. How strong do you take to a general view of shlichus? See, here we go with that background. Itmar, says the Gemara. Shliach shaso be'edim. If you make a shliach with edim, Reuven is owed money by Shimon. Reuven appoints a shliach and says, with edim. And says to the Edim, in front of the, right now everybody knows about it because they're Edim, go get my money from Shimon. Rav Chisda Amar Havi Shliach. Rav Chisda says, this is a Shliach so strong that now there is a Ptur. There's a Ptur Onsin, the guy who gives it to the Shliach is Ptur, if anything happens. Rabba Amar Lavi Shliach. Rabbi says, no, that's not strong enough. He takes the money, but if something happens, he's still responsible. Rav Chisda Amar Havi Shliach. Rav Chisda says, no. You know why he has a Ptur now? Lahachi Tarchi V'Ochmi Be'edim. Because the guy could say, this is why I thought you have Edim. Because you want this guy to be a real stand-in for you. To Leku Bershusei. The reason that you were Mamana the Shliach with Edim is because he's a real stand-in. So right when I give it to him, says Shimon, I'm Pater. I'm off the hook. It's as if he is you. Rabba Amar Lo Avi Shliach. Rabba said no. Even if you appointed it with the Shliach with Edim, still he is not a Shliach. Hachi Kamar Inish Bamnehu. He's saying he's a believable person. That's what he's wants to publicize with this. He is a believable person. Isamacht Smoch. If you want to rely on him, fine. Ibas Lishdure Biyadei Shadu Biyadei. And if you want to send it with him, fine. That doesn't mean you are going to be putter, but it is just an allowance that you are able to do it. Tosfos here is bothered. Why wouldn't this be enough then? Right? Why wouldn't this be enough? We have in other sugyas the principle where somebody could say, "Oh, ein ritzoni sheyehe pikdoni biyad acher." That's a line in the Gemara of the sugyas of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. We had that back in the first parak here in Baba Kama, and basically it comes up in Baba Tzia, the two places where Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer comes up. So the Gemara there says, oh, a person can say, oh, I don't want that in somebody else's hands. But once he already expressed that he's an Ish Neman, so why wouldn't you be able to give it to him? The Gemara even says that that's what he's saying by doing it in front of Edim. So Tosfos says, oh, maybe this Sakan is Drachim. Even if he's a believable person, I'm saying, yeah, he's a good guy, but there's still sakana, and I don't want you to lose your responsibility until I get it. Right, that's what Tosfos discusses in Tosfos Dibur Maaschil, Hachi Ka'amarle. Right, maybe it's sakana struck him, so even though he cannot say Ein Ritzoni Shebekdoni Biyad Acher, because he already said this guy is a believable person, still, the guy would be Chayev. Tosis here has two Adeyas. What if the person himself says, tell him that I told you to take the money from him? Right, Tosa discusses that in Shliach. L'chor nira ayri, higon delo amar lo shalech li al yado. What if the, in our case, Reuven sends a message to Shimon, give him the money. Not that he just appoints, you should be my Shliach to go get money. And then this guy goes and tells Shimon, oh hi, I'm the Shliach. What if Reuven tells Shimon directly, these are my Shlichim, give them the money. So would that create a p'tur? Those are 2 days in Tosis. Tosis sounds that the first day it says maybe he did not say that, because if he would have said that, there would be a p'tur. But then Tosis says on the fourth wide line, Sarach lomar debechol inyan, shelo b'fanav lo bishliach. No, if he appointed the witnesses on in front of him, so it's not good. So Tosis discusses, would that make a difference? Okay, back to the Gemara. Machlokas, Rabba, and Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, now, it's not, but we have a Mishnah in Perek HaShoel. HaShoel and Bamatziah, HaShoel as HaPara. Vishilcha, Biad Beno, Biad Abdo, Biad Shlucho. The Mishnah says, I'm borrowing a cow, and it was sent to me, I didn't get it yet. It's sent to me in the hands of his son, Eved, or Shliach, O Biad Beno, O Biad Abdo, Biad Shlucho, Shel Shoel. Either way, the Shoel didn't get it yet. Vamesa, Potter. The Shoel does not have responsibility until he gets it, even though it was sent in the hands of his shliach. So the Gemara says, "Hayshlucho echidami." What type of shliach are we talking about here? If the shliach was not made in front of edim, so mina yadinan. How do we know that there's a shliach going on here? Ela da'asav edim. So it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the shliach was made in front of edim. And what does the Mishnah say? He does not have the status of a super strong shliach, because the Shoel is still going to be Pater. Viktani the Pater, Kasha the Rav Chista. Kasha the Rav Chista. Rav Chista says if you make it in front of Edim, it's super Shliach, and there's going to be a Ptur if a guy gives it. Or here's the opposite, before the guy gets it. So, Kasha and Rav Chista, Kita Amar Rav Chista, like Rav Chista says elsewhere, we'll see later on, Bishiro Velikito, maybe it's talking about a case of not Edim, but somebody who always works for him, or somebody who gathers for him, we'll see in a second, meaning, Rav Chizu would say, that Mishnah in HaShoel is not talking about a case of a shliach in front of Edim. So it's not related to our sugya. So what's the case? What does the word shliach mean in that Mishnah? It means schiro, a hired hand of his, or lakito. Rashi has 2 days. What does lakito mean? Does it mean, it means gathered. But what kind of gathered? Does it mean that a person who gathers his tefuah, also a worker, or someone who's gathered into him who he hangs out with? Somebody who is his friend, right? That's the 2 days what lakito means in Rashi. Okay, so that Mishnah is Adakasha. Tanan, so why is this here? Because we're bringing in our Mishnah now. Our Mishnah says, Lo Yitain, the Nigzal, who is getting the money from the Goslin. The Goslin should not give it to Lo Yitain, Lo Lebeno, Lo Lishlucho, Hai Shlucho, Echidami. Which Shliach are we talking about in our Mishnah? Which the Goslin should not give it to? Echidami, Itelo Asobe, Eide, Mino Yadinan. If it's a Shliach that was not made with Edim, so how do we know there's a Shliach here? El Alad Lasobe Edim. So it must be it was done with Edim, and you can't give it to him. Not called a Shliach. Rav Kashan Rav Chizda. Tergamar Rav Chizda, Beschir of Elikito. This is where Rav Chizda says, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is about a case where it's his friend or it's his worker, but not a shliach be'edim. Av a shliach sha'aso be'edimai. But if that's true, Rav Chizda, so then we can make a diak of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is only about a schir of a lakito. But if you would have made the shliach with edimai hachanami davi shliach, then it would be a super shliach, and the Gazan would be able to send it with him. So then, why didn't the Mishnah say that case? Adatani Seifa. So then, instead of in the Seifa, bringing up a new type of case, Avon Osein Shliach Bezdin, give it to a Shliach Bezdin, that's enough. Liflo Velisne B'didai. Why aren't you Mechalik within the same case? Let's read it through the eyes of the Bach. Right? Says the Bach, Bamed Vermamurim Bishliach Shelo Aso Be'edim. When do we say that he should not give it to him if it's a shliach that was not made with Edim? Ava shliach sha'aso be'edim, hachanami davi shliach. Back to the Gemara. So it should be a good shliach, so why did the Gemara say that? Why did the Mishnah say a case of shliach bezdin? Why did the Mishnah say a case of shliach be'edim? So the Gemara answers, Amri lo psikale. No, shliach be'edim is not as absolute a case as shliach bezdin. Why? who appoints the shliach be'edim? Makes a difference. Says the Gemara, shliach bezdin doesn't make a difference. Loshna aso nigzal, veloshna aso gazlan, havi shliach psikale. Every shliach bezdin would work. That's why the Mishnah picks that case, because that's all types of shliach bezdins. Shliach shaso be'edim, there's a chilek. Shliach shaso be'edim. Tchi aso nigzal hu dehavi shliach. If the nigzal made this shliach, then it would work, because he's the one that has the choice. Aso gazlan lo havi shliach. Our Mishnah could know that if the gazlan makes the shliach be'edim, it still doesn't help. The nigzal's not interested. So lo psikalei. That's why, according to Rav Chisda, it doesn't say the case of shliach be'edim, which would have worked if it was appointed by the nigzal. But it doesn't say that case, because the Mishnah wanted a case that always worked. Period. Or semicolon. V'lafuke me'aytana. And if this is Rav Chisda's shot of the Mishnah, it would be going against the following Tana, who has a different opinion about the appointed shliach. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar says, as we will see, Shliach Bezdin, Sha'aso Nigzal, Velo Aso Gazlan, Shimon Elazar even limits the Shliach Bezdin. By the way, we just explained it was a Shliach Bezdin could be appointed by anybody. Shliach Be'edim, only a Nigzal. Shimon Elazar says, even a Shliach Bezdin, only by a Nigzal. Shliach Bezdin, Sha'aso Nigzal, Velo Aso Gazlan, that works. Oh, Aso Gazlan, Vishalach Halav and Atalat Shalom Yado. Shliach Gazlan only works once the guy gets it. So then, Pater. Once the guy gets it, so then he's going to be pater because he took it from the shliach. But if he didn't take it, it's going to be chayiv because a shliach bezdin, even appointed by the gazlan, is no good. Period. Right, at this stage, we have sage Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is not a problem with our Mishnah or with the Mishnah in Hashoel. Fine. Last line related to this section. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Dami Travayu, Shliach Shasso Beidim Avi Shliach. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar agree with Rav Chisda that a shliach be'edim is a significant shliach to create a patur once it's given to him. V'im tamar Mishnah saying, what about our Mishnah? So they have another possibility. B'mamsi, meaning our Mishnah is mashma, that must be talking about a shliach be'edim. And you see there is no, it's not a significant shliach. No, maybe it's not talking about shliach be'edim. V'im tamar Mishnah saying, B'mamsi lo shliach. Maybe the case is where the person is not appointing a shliach. He's just telling his friend, you know what? Go. If you're around that guy, you know, he might not be able to find somebody to give the money to. So if you're around there, just make it known that you'd do him a favor and take the items back to me. B'mamsi lo shliach. To Omer le, isli zuzik ave planya, so-and-so owes me money. V'lo kamashadilu, he's not sending it to me. Ischazi le, go appear in front of him. Dilma inish hu delo mishkach l'shdure le. Maybe he doesn't have a courier. So if you're around, he doesn't appoint him a shliach. So again, the Mishnah is not related to our machlokas. Inami or kidrav chizda b'schriv l'kita. Or they'll say the other answer that we set up above. Fine. Next sugya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, is there another option of going to collect money from somebody? Is there another option and being pater? Says Shmuel, Ein meshalchin moz b'diyukni. You cannot send money b'diyukni. Afilu edim chasumin alei. What is diyukni? Couple of pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says it means a type of symbol that is known as somebody's signature. What happens if Reuven is owed money by Shimon? So Reuven gives to a shliach, okay, collect this money, here's my stamp. Is that stamp enough of a raya that Shimon should give the money to the shliach and give it back to Reuven? Look, he has Reuven's stamp. Right, Rashi on top. Masar lo bala pikadon l'shliach simanim. V'kasav lo chosamo b'igeres. He writes his stamp in a letter. Umasar lo, and he gives it to him. He says, go in front of Ploni and take the money. So Eim Shachamaz b'diyuk nishvul says, that doesn't work. V'yafilu edim chasumin alei. Even if edim are signed on it, why? Because there's no letter here that says, give him the money and this is my stamp. No, they just come and the shliach says, you know, I'm here from so-and-so and here's his stamp. So is that stamp enough of a raya that the guy should give him the money? Says Shmuel, no. Even if there are edim under the stamp, because that also doesn't say there are edim on the minu shlichus. So there's an edim on the stamp, that doesn't help us, says Shmuel. Tosfos here says, a different shot, maybe it is a ksav yad, Right, Tosfos on the fourth line. Ina im kasav b'ksav yado shalach edei ploni. Again, no edim specifically, but it's like an aksav yad in his own handwriting. But either way, Shmuel says, not good enough. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Im edim chasum and alei mishalchin. If there are edim on it, yes, that's fine. Why would there be edim under his stamp in the hands of this guy? You know, it must be that he wanted him to get it for him. Says the Gemara, Amri l'Shmuel ma'itakanti. So according to Shmuel, what choice do you have? How can a person ever get money? So Tosas brought this line as a raya on the previous Amud, that this sounds like, even if the guy sent a message, give it to him. Why doesn't the Gemara suggest that? According to Shmuel, how can a guy ever get his money? Why don't you suggest that it's a case where you said to him directly, send it to him. Sounds like that doesn't even work here. Unless you say for some other reason, you know, the Gemara didn't want to say that. Other Rishonim say, the Rosh and the Tosas and the other day says, he could have said that here. But the Gemara is trying to figure out a case where he'd be putter right away. Not just eventually, not just another option. So, what's the answer? Ki had Rabbi Abba, havi masak zuzei b'Rav Yossi Barchama. One time Rabbi Abba was owed money by Rav Yossi Barchama, amar lei Rav Safra. So, Rav Abba says to Rav Safra, Bahadi dasis, I said, O'Neili, when you go to Rav Yossi Barchama, you know what, just bring my money back, okay? Ki ozala hasam, he went there, amar lei Rava Bray. So Rava, the son of the one who owed money, says, Mikazala is Chabalti? What, did the person we owe money to write to you that right when you get it, it would be as if he got it? So we would be off the hook? Did he write to you as Kabalti? Amar lei lo, he said, no, he didn't write that to me. He said, Ayach Izil, Bereisha. He said, okay, then leave. Go first, V'yechla v'chaz Kabalti. Let him write for you. We're not giving you anything until you have his power of attorney, so to speak, where he wrote to you as Kabalti and we'll be off the hook. Lasof, and then a few minutes later, he said, no, wait a minute. That's not going to work either. Even if he wrote to you as Kabalti, we're still not going to give you anything. Why? Maybe he's going to die before you get back. Rashi says he was an old man. First skinny line. Zakein hu. Maybe he's an old man. And his Kabalti is not going to work for the Yarshim. His Kabalti is a personal thing. So we're going to have to pay again. So first he says, you know what, go get a Hiskabalti. And now he says, you know what, Hiskabalti is not even going to work. And then he said, there are a couple of questions on this Gemara, let's just finish the story. Okay, so what should I do? What should I do? He says, I have an idea. Zil nikninu lecha agav ara. Let him be makne you. Let him be makne you the money. Agav ara, through a Kenyan agav. Meaning, take a tiny little parcel of land, and we know there's a Kenyan agav, right, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, if you're makne a piece of land, you can be makne items that are not on that land. A lot of lumdis, how Kenyan Agav works. But either way, do a Kenyan, and then you'll own the money, and then you'll give it back to him. He trusts you, you give it back to him. That's the way it's going to work. Be makne the money to the shliach. V'ta'at kasav l'nes kabalti, and then you'll write his kabalti. Right, that would work. Ki other papa, like Rav Papa did this. Havi masik tracer afi zuzi bechozoi. He was owed 12,000 zuzin bechozoi. Akininu niyale the Rav Shmuel bar Abba. He did this. Agav asiva de beise. He was makne him based on the agav on the doorway of his house. Ki asa, when he came back with the money, he was so excited. Nafik lafi atavach. He went out to him very far away to greet him. He was so excited. Which also the Mefarshim wonder what he was so excited to get his money back. So either way, it was a lot of money. A lot of money. Period. Okay, 2 points. Number one, the Namuki Yosef Hare asks, what was the issue? Maybe he'll die? We're never Choshesh Lamisa. Right? If somebody sends a get, if somebody sends a karban, we're not Choshesh that the person died. So why here does the Gemara say, Choshesh Lamisa? So the Namuki Yosef says, you're right, Meikar Hadin, he was just being Machmir. Meikar Hadin, there was no Choshesh Lamisa. He was just trying to go above and beyond, even if we're not Choshesh generally, right? Other Rishonim say that, well, maybe here he was super old. He was super old. What does super old mean? The Gemara says, Yemeshino Seder Shivim Shana V'Gvuros Shmonim Shana. Right? He was Gvuros. He was 80 and more. So you have to be a little more, you know, concerned then in the days of the Gemara. Alavai Bezrim today, Anmei Avesrim for all. But the Atul Shlomo has a fundamental distinction. He says maybe there's a difference between Mominus and Yisurin. By Yisurin, you don't have to be Choshesh Lamisa. forget for karbanis. But by mominis, you know, it's almost like a real araya. It's more weighted on the other side. The Avshar Shlomo here in Simon Mem says that maybe there's a difference fundamentally in the different contexts. The other issue to bring up is that some of you might be remembering the Gemara elsewhere in Gittin, where some Amorim have like a symbol for their signature, a fish or something else. So those signets worked. So why here does the Gemara say there's something inferior about the Diukni? So Tosfos says at the end of the top Tosfos, they were really famous. Right, they were really famous. Hani mi li b'shemos chachamim tipekie. Aval ina shachrin alo. No, ina shachrin. And then he says maybe it's a different shot. But either way, Tosfos says maybe there's a difference between whose signature it is. Good, two dots. The Gemara continued and said, as long as you have some of the keren left, then you have to bring the keren. And if you have the chomesh left, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah had to tell us that if you only have chomesh left, you don't have to schlep to madai. What is that mashma? That I would have thought that you do have to schlep to madai. What does that tell us? Alma, says the Gemara. Alma, chomesh bamonu. Mashma, that chomesh fundamentally is a monetary payment that is owed. And the Mishnah has to tell us, you don't have to schlep to madai for it. V'imayis mishami le'yershem. And what would be the nafkamina if the person dies? It's not a knas that's personal. No, if he dies, then the yarshim have to pay for it because it's mammon that is owed. Vitzanami, it also says nasan asakeren v'nishba ala chomesh. Later on in the Mishnah, harimosav chomesh al chomesh. The fact that you could take an oath on an oath about it, so ama chomeshim amonehu too. Also, you wouldn't take a shvua if you had sworn about a knas to have a knas on a knas. So the Mishnah is clear that chomesh is a monetary payment that is owed. V'tanyanami, and that's why this is also part of the emphatic argument of the Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned earlier. What's the rush talking about? Why isn't it bisman hazeh? V'tanyanami achiv yozav ebraisa. Hakol zas chaber benishma lo v'meis. Somebody steals and he swears and he dies. Yorshin misham and keren v'chomesh v'tur minasham. Right, the Yorshin had to pay the keren of the chomesh. They're just putter from the carbon. Says the Gemara, Yorshin b'nei shlume chumsha davu onave. Is that really true? Do the Yarshim really have to pay the Chomesh, which we're being medayik from our Mishnah and from this Braisa? There are menu, but we learned in a different Braisa, Adayin ani Omer, Ein Masai Eino Mishalim Chomesh Al Gezel Aviv. When do you not pay Chomesh for the father that your father stole? Bizman Shalom Nishbalo Huvalo Aviv. If there's no Shvua involved, Huvalo Aviv, Aviv Lo Hu, Huva Aviv Minayin, how do I know that even if there was a Shvua involved, the son does not have to pay the chomesh of the father? Tamalomar, asher gazav, asher ashak, v'hulo gazav alo ashak? Question mark. So this price says beferish that the son does not have to pay the chomesh of the father. But our Mishnah was meduyak that you do have to. Amar of Nachman lo kasha, kansha hoda, kansha lo hoda. It depends if the father admitted or not. If the father admitted to the geneva, gazela, then the children have to pay. If not, not. One second. Ilo hoda, karanami lo mishalem. If there was no Hodah, and the Rashba adds in, and there are no Edim, then he owes nothing. V'chitem ha'chanami, and if you want to say, ha'chanami do ha'mishalim, if you want to say, yeah, he doesn't pay at all, no. V'ha mita kamahadir ha'chomesh, l'meimer the Karen mishalim. It's clear that we're only talking about the Chomesh. But you would pay the Karen. And the Ode Tanya, and we also have another Braisa to throw into the mix. V'adayna ni'omer, eh, masayu mishalim Karen al-gezel aviv, when do you pay the keren for Gezel Aviv if the father swore? Who or he swore? Aviv lo hu v'lo aviv, lo hu v'lo aviv minayin. How do you know that you have to pay the keren even if there was no shvua? Tamalomar, gzela, v'oshek, aveda, upikadon. Yesh Talmud. What does that mean? So v'yasev Rav Huna v'kamar lo shmaisa. Rav Huna said that. Amar le rabba brei. What does that mean? Yesh Talmud ka'amar mar, o yesh Talmu ka'amar mar. What exactly does that mean? So this is getting into a little deeper than we have time for. So we'll pick up with this from, we'll start with V'ot Tanya again, Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf. As we continue, we're issues of Harsha and Kfiris Mamon, Shibud Karkos, as we head into the last couple of dafim. Four, five dafim, six dafim left to this perek. And then we get into the last paragraph. Okay, we'll stop here.